Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Friends of the Earth International on the International Day of Struggle Against Monoculture Tree Plantations. Forest and Biodiversity Program Co-Coordinator at Friends of the Earth International, Nilay Marian, was interviewed by Real World Radio on the day before the celebration of the International Day of Struggle Against Monoculture Tree Plantations. The activists analyzed the main consequences of large-scale tree plantations, the risks of their growth facilitated by the implications of the Paris Climate Agreement and the negative emission proposals, and even the potential impact of the aviation sector with its emission offset initiative through the RED mechanism. Let's now listen to the interview.
Real World Radio is speaking with Nele Marian. She is one of the co-coordinators of the Forest and Biodiversity Program of Friends of the Earth International. Nele, really welcome to Real World Radio.
Thanks a lot. It's really nice to be talking with Radio Mundo Real.
Nele, tomorrow is going to be celebrated all around the world the International Day Against Monoculture Tree Plantations. What are the most important messages that Friends of the Earth International is saying respected to this special day?
Well, it's a really special day for us because monoculture tree plantations, they are really disastrous for both social justice, environmental justice, for biodiversity, for so many different reasons. It's really important to understand that plantations are not forests. They are often accounted for as forests. United Nations and definitions count for them as forests. But basically, they are a kind of a green desert. It's not a normal ecosystem. There's no diversity in it. The trees, as they are all the same, they're very prone to diseases, so they need a lot of fertilizers. So they are really, really negative for the environment. But moreover, they're also really negative for local economy because people can't live in them, for the communities who used to have land, because plantations are normally always in the hands of international corporations, be it for many different motives. Some of them is for paper, for timber, for rent, for so many different motives, but it's always planned and organized by corporations, so it also promotes a lot land grabbing issue. So that's why, as at FOI and at the different FOI groups, we are really fighting against the plantations, and we really celebrate this day. Right now, also, a number of groups are doing specific actions. The FOI group in Mozambique is really denouncing a couple of corporations that are really doing land grabbing for plantations, such as Portasel, which is a Portuguese group, and Green Resources, which is a Norwegian group. So there's a real fight over there. Also, Argentina is bringing up issues against tree plantations on the 21st of September, and Colombia will have beautiful actions upcoming as well. And I'm sure there's so many other things going on around the Federation. And at the international level, we're always looking for opportunities to denounce what is going on, and as well to challenge the definition of forests so that forests can be understood as what they really are, real diverse ecosystems. And right now we are really worried because, as I mentioned up till now, plantations have normally been in hands of the corporations who normally did so for their own motives. But now there is a global component of planning coming into this, to the plantations, and that is really worrying us.
Okay, Nele, speaking about worries, we know that Friends of the Earth International is a bit worried about the implications that the Paris Climate Agreement from the end of the last year could mean an escalating, a growing all around the world in different places in Latin America and Africa and Asia of the monoculture tree plantations. What can you tell us? What can you explain to us about that?
Well, that was exactly what I was referring to with this worry I was bringing up, because of course the Paris Climate Agreement has been celebrated all over the world, but actually it says that we want to that the countries want to reach 2 degrees or could aim to 1.5 degrees of warming, but actually that is based or should be based on the last assessment report of the IPCC, the fifth assessment report, and all of the models in that assessment report, or almost all of them for 2 degrees and for 1.5 degrees outright, all of them refer to negative emissions. Now, what do I mean by negative emissions? Negative emissions means that there are some systems in place which make that the world would absorb more CO2 than it is emitting. And of course there's different ways of doing this, all of which are questionable. We could go into that another time, but several of them are really related to forests. One could be the BECCS, which is the bioenergy with carbon capture and storage, and the other is to plant forests in huge areas, which is basically plantations. And also the BECCS are not necessarily, but often related to plantations, because this bioenergy it refers to is often also based on bioenergy, biomass produced by tree plantations. So in both of those cases, these negative emissions, which actually the climate models are now based on, they take into account the idea that there would be so many tree plantations that this would compensate for the world heating up. And the dangerous point in this is that it gives the false impression that the world can keep on emitting, that we can keep on going with our economy, because at some point in future we will have negative emissions, and at some point all the CO2, or not all, but the CO2 we are now emitting, it will be sucked up by negative emissions, and most of it includes plantations and BECCS. It is just an illusion, but it keeps going the current system. So that is definitely not what we want in it.
Okay, Nele, at the same time, during the next week, there are going to be some negotiations in the framework of the International Civil Aviation Organization, which also could mean some potential impacts, for example, in terms of the offsetting with the reducing emissions from deforestation and degradation mechanism. And Friends of the International has always been denouncing this mechanism. Can you explain us a bit more, a bit further about this, Nele, please?
Yes, sure. Because, as I just explained, the world would need to use negative emissions techniques in order to not warm more than 2 degrees, or definitely if we don't want to warm more than 1.5 degree, there should be some kind of negative emissions. That's what the model tells us. Now, this is mainly linked to plantations, as I told you. Now, we don't want plantations, so that means that we really, really, really need to stop all kind of superfluous emissions now. If not, it is not possible to do this kind of reduction we are doing and we are needing. And Friends of the Earth, together with other organizations, have been denouncing this after the Paris Climate Agreement, that it is completely not sufficient. But what are we seeing now? Next week there will be negotiations in the ICAO, the International Aviation Organization, and they are projecting that they want to grow their emissions in about 100% by 2050. The aviation sector itself is projected to grow even further, but of course they also think that they can have a bigger efficiency standards, etc., etc. So what they project is 100% growth by 2050. But then they say we can do this in a carbon neutral way. What does that imply? A carbon neutral made for way for them implies that they will offset it with RED. RED, as we all know, is the idea to reduce emissions from deforestation and degradation. So that means that where currently forests are being degraded or deforested, if we stop doing that, then that is considered a win. But This is the idea of this is completely opposite to the idea of negative emissions. If we are considering that not deforesting is already a win, achieving the right that is not deforesting is actually allowing others to emit, so that means just moving around with emissions. But it means that actually forests would not be increasing. It would mean that the total amount of forest or stays the same, or it is moved towards other emissions. So the very definition of this offsetting is just totally contrary to the negative emissions. Yet both of them are being proposed in international scenarios. And we are very, very worried by this ICAO proposal, because it is again reinforcing the whole RED proposal. It is again putting new life to RED, whereas it was kind of crumbling down. So this could mean again more pressure also on communities, on countries to take on these false climate solutions.
Okay, Nele, would you like to add anything else, maybe something that I didn't ask you about and you would like to stress before we end the interview?
Well, I think we covered most of the important issues, just saying that that tomorrow, the 21st of September, is really a day to celebrate the struggle against plantations, that so many people are doing so many wonderful things, and keep on going, everybody in the Federation. Thank you very much.
Okay, it was Nele Marian, one of the co-coordinators of the Forest and Biodiversity Program of Friends of the Earth International. Nele, thank you very much.
Thank you.